Scripture reading, Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 6. While he, Jesus, was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." Devotional. Pedro Arrupe, 1907-1991, left medical school and a promising career to join the Jesuits in 1927. But in 1945, his medical training was put to use when he led the first rescue team into Hiroshima, Japan, after the atomic bomb was dropped on that city. He offers us insight into the power of the love of Jesus to transform all we do. Nothing is more practical than finding God, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, whom you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. The woman who anointed Jesus with the alabaster jar of perfume was not preoccupied with what others thought of her. Christ's love and forgiveness had, in Arrupe's words, already decided everything. Her heart brimmed over with thankfulness to Jesus for his love and mercy. She understood that her significance came from her relationship to Jesus, not from the approval of others. This gave her confidence to be herself, regardless of what others might think about her. Question to consider. In your own life, how might it be true that falling in love with Jesus and staying in love with Jesus will decide everything? How could it change you as well as your relationships? Prayer. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me. I summon today all these powers between me and evil, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul. Attributed to St. Patrick, 500 AD.